Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
And he just dumps it off for a first down.
Rolls it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free! It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores on the last play of the game!
It's clobbering time. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Is that a Hulk quote?
No. First,
yeah, I think it is.
What's clobbering?
It's clobbering time is definitely a Hulk quote.
I feel like that's a Hulk quote.
It's not.
Is it the thing off of Fantastic Four?
No, it's clobbering time.
Oh, please look it up.
I know where it's from. Let's see if you can figure it out.
It literally pops up first. It is the thing. It's the thing on Fantastic Four.
Bingo.
Okay, that's not where I got it from.
Where'd you get it from?
CM Punk.
Oh, well, he got it from the thing.
He definitely stole it from the thing.
Yeah, he got it from the thing.
Appreciate Bubba coming on, talking about how he almost fell asleep at Daytona, driving around in the back.
Just hanging out.
Because he got wrecked.
Having a good
These
time.
Are the hard-hitting Big J journalism questions fired off from behind the booth back here.
I'm telling you, man. But I do get it, though.
Brandon is a little upset about the trades.
Yeah.
Brandon feels like he's not getting any respect.
Trying to avoid this.
I'm looking to get on a contender.
He's not getting any respect in the trade.
I don't get it. It's not that I'm thinking I don't. It's that I don't.
Brandon, he gets a lot of respect.
You should
from
be
me.
Happy.
From
you should be happy they're not being
from
shopped
me.
Around.
I got told to shut up yesterday and called a Nimrod yesterday.
That's not mean. That's like, hey, shut up. Whatever that show
is. I always say that to all the people I respect.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't mean in-house animosity.
I was just saying you should probably just be happy you're not getting shopped around. Like, I'm just sitting on my show, you know, not really my show, John's show. It's Talk Sports. Like, you know,
we can always put them on double overtime.
I'm sitting here.
Why isn't there a show on this station called Double Overtime?
Just the next hour after overtime.
Double Overtime. You were just listening to Overtime. Welcome to Double Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville.
There was one weird day where Bear joined into Overtime. Well, like, the drive was having some problems on remote, so they were just like, Bear, go back to the studio, and let's fire up Overtime / The Drive at 7 o'clock, or whatever, the 5 o'clock hour before going into 6, and they called it Overdrive.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. Steelers say they will not place any kind of tag
transition
on Le'Veon
tag.
Bill.
The transition tag is
interesting. I want to know how much money he's going to get. We can't afford to use any other type of tags. We'll make up a new tag.
I mean, just pay the guy or let him go.
They paid him last year.
I don't follow
they
much
give him
of
the
NFL.
You don't get it.
He's already under contract. Are we talking about Antonio Brown still?
Le'Veon Bell, bro.
Oh, well, then trade him.
Yeah, so it plays out like it does. You got to catch any Tennessee basketball games this year? Any of you?
Wait, yeah.
What?
You get any Tennessee basketball games?
Of you.
Oh, yeah, you
while
did. You sent me a
there.
Picture of me.
Oh, like live?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I've watched. What do you mean? We just talked about how I watched the Tennessee
Vandy
game.
No, I know that.
Vandy
yeah, I'm talking about
night.
Live.
I've not been in Thompson Bowling Arena this year. Sadly.
It's an interesting. They've changed it. I think it's more entertainment. A lot of people don't like the whole hype guy.
I did not. At least not during the Konzo years. Is that same guy back?
Well, that was like walking into a funeral during the Konzo years.
I hated that guy.
We did make it to the Sweet 16.
Konzo
which
was
is
a
farther
very,
than
Konzo,
Rick Barnes has ever taken
Konzo
us.
Konzo is a very nice dude.
Took us to the Sweet 16.
I think he's a pretty decent basketball coach.
Are you a Konzo supporter?
Yeah. No. I'm okay. Just pointing out. You said walking into a funeral.
We went
to the Sweet 16.
It was walking into a funeral.
We
you walk in there, there's no environment.
Yeah, there was nothing there.
I'm not talking about who he is.
Well, I was in college during that time, so maybe the environment I was surrounded by at UT games was a little more lively. than where you guys were, because I never even really thought about it.
I mean, like, I don't know. I had season tickets through the Bruce/Konzo years, and definitely had a lot more fun during the Bruce years, and really, like,
because we were better.
Yeah, and I'm going back to this. Like, I have friends now that talk about how good of a coach Konzo was, and I'm like, dude, what do you mean? We had three NBA players on a team, and we had to play a play-in game for the NCAA tournament, and we won by 11.
Don't toot that horn too much.
That Sweet 16 is so overrated. Mercer, UMass.
UMass, yeah. It's terrible. I mean, they almost beat Michigan.
Loyola, Chicago. We lost to them.
Loyola minus one of our better players.
A darn good team last year.
Minus one of our better players on one of those nights.
I am not saying Konzo is better than Rick Barnes. I'm just pointing out there is a U in his name. That makes more sense than an R at the end of Bijou.
Bruh, it's Konzo.
That makes more sense than Bijou. I will stand on that hill.
It is closer than Bijou. Well, I think they're both equally wrong.
Nah, you're wrong.
You're both wrong there.
There's actually a letter there.
You're throwing in a sound that doesn't belong. He's throwing in
an R. And you all were both arguing yesterday that paying receivers is more important than paying quarterbacks. You're both wrong.
I'm saying paying top-level receivers is better than paying not top-level quarterbacks.
Right. He's a top-10 quarterback, though.
Not doing this again.
I will gladly
admit. No, because I'm not doing this again.
The facts support what I was saying.
Manny Machado's contract that he signed yesterday.
He did actually sign it.
Does not have a single dollar deferred. It is worth the full $300 million.
Every single penny.
So no Bobby Bonilla payments.
Johnny Hustle, baby.
Hell yeah, it's still going on. My man's still getting paid. I think it's like two more years.
Oh my God.
It's like $1.3 million a year.
I remember watching
that. Can you
imagine
waiting on that check every year? That'd just be hanging awesome.
Out. Oh, my God. I remember watching that like 30 for 30 or like mini-series doc they did on that.
Yeah.
ESPN did for like a little bit and being like, how do you get there? How do you do that?
How long have you been in the league? Well, technically like 30 years. I'm still rolling. No, I think it's hey, look, man, his agent will go down in history as one of the most big-time agents and smartest ones in baseball history, period. Some early spreads have come out for non-conference games next year. Would you like to hear a couple?
Yes. Is this football or basketball?
Football.
Okay.
LSU, 8-point favorite at Texas.
That seems high.
Clemson, 20.5-point favorite against A&M.
Against Texas A&M?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's an interesting one to me.
They played this. They finished up the Auburn series this year, right?
Yeah, they played. Clemson
and it was
plays,
close.
Clemson
right?
went to College Station this year. This
Clemson went
year.
To College Station. Yeah, and it was now, close. A&M,
yeah, it was. I mean, it was decently close.
One score game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Georgia is a 10.5-point favorite against Notre Dame.
Seems okay. Right. Yeah.
Ohio State 18 against Cincinnati. Yeah. Oklahoma 12-point favorite at UCLA.
That seems low.
Yeah, it does seem low. Stanford. Here's an interesting. Stanford, 3-point favorite at Central Florida.
Don't trust that.
No, don't trust
my
that.
My Golden Knights are going to trounce Stanford week one.
They actually have a interesting schedule.
You look
next
like
year.
A UCF fan.
What's that supposed to mean?
Right, well, yeah,
it doesn't that? Surprise me. No, I'm just saying. If I had to pick who
I
was
like
a
controversy.
Who was a UCF fan? Yeah, you're a contrarian. That's why
okay,
you
I'm not
disagree.
A contrarian.
Yes, you are.
You guys want to
you
hear?
You definitely
I'm not,
are.
I'm not Mr.
Hey, you're a contrarian
hey,
right
this
now.
This is not Maury Povich.
I don't like just dump Bang. On everything that's popular.
Bang.
Not Maury Povich. All right, here's their schedule for next year. I'm just throwing this out there because we were talking about it. Florida A&M. Okay. They play Kiffin.
When?
Next week. FAU.
When?
They play Stanford at home.
When?
I do too. They play at Pittsburgh. Yeah.
It's probably a win.
Probably.
They beat them this year.
Play UConn.
That's going to be a win. UConn's awful.
Okay, the tough one at Cincinnati.
That's a win.
I don't know. I think
they trounced them.
Still think
top 25 matchup.
East
and
Carolina.
Said,
East Carolina.
Well, that's a win. They're going 12-0 again.
At
I'm not
Temple.
Worried.
Okay, Houston. Give me a tough Houston one. At home. Houston.
Houston just got a deal. No, they got Dana Holgorsen, didn't they?
Yeah. Game changer.
Okay. Win. Because Dana's a loser.
Tulsa, Tulane, and South Florida. Those are wins.
Yeah, I mean, they're going 12-0 again.
So they have a tougher schedule this year. They're going to play Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Stanford.
They'll beat Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about Pittsburgh. I'm a little bit worried about Stanford and Houston. I'd say they probably end up 11-1 though.
Here is some off campus games neutral site lines. Only four of them. FSU's a 5.5-point favorite against Boise. FSU needs a quarterback first
and an offensive line.
Yeah. Florida's an 8.5-point favorite against Miami.
Only eight.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if Tate
Martell. Who's Miami's new coach now?
Oh, Manny Diaz.
Manny Diaz.
I wonder if Tate Martell gets.
The OC is the guy from Bama.
Yeah, Dan Enos.
Hmm.
I know. Interesting, something to think about.
I think Florida. A big matchup
start the year. Auburn, 1.5-point favorite right now against Oregon.
Huh.
That's going to be a fun game.
Auburn kind of put it together at the end of the season last year. Didn't fire Gus.
It'd be interesting to see what they do. Oregon does as well, because Oregon looks pretty tough.
They recruited well, top 10. Yeah. Oregon, not Auburn. Yeah. I think Auburn was top 11.
And then the other one they're talking about is Washington State versus Houston, which I really could care less about.
Washington State will throw all over Houston.
Yeah. So that won't be pretty. Let's go ahead and catch a break. When we come back, we're going to have Nick Bromberg on, talk national storylines, see what else is out there, get his thoughts on the AAF, talk about Brandon's favorite team, the Orlando Apollos.
I've got some interesting news coming out of around Orlando, too.
Is it sports related?
No.
Okay.
It's breaking, though.
Okay. All right. We'll do that on the other side. It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. It's optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. Hurricane going on outside the studios right now, so if we get knocked offline, just know we are safe. That's all I can say.
We should be fine.
It is downright ugly outside.
Should be fine as long as Brandon keeps those mics on.
Yeah, it tends to happen, right? Just roll right into it.
I've always been taught, just keep talking.
Lots of stuff going on this past weekend. Wanted to bring my man from Yahoo Sports, Nick Bromberg, on to join us. Nick, good afternoon to you, buddy.
I hope it's not. I hope you're not getting the same snowstorm that we got last night.
Man, we barely get snow here. We're just going to get downpours of rain and flooding and kayaks and canoes on the street.
I wish it was a snowstorm.
It was 85 in Daytona on Monday, and when I come back, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground, and it snowed like 3 inches. Then it snowed like 3 inches last night, and it potentially could snow again this weekend. I am sick of winter. For one of the first times in my life, I'm going, Daytona, I could go back.
Yeah, what's coming up in Atlanta this weekend? Goodness gracious, that sounds miserable, brother. I knew you were, when we texted on Monday, you said you were flying back to KC. I didn't know how bad it would be for you once you landed, but condolences. Goodness gracious, that's rough. Hey, man, what was your overall, before we dive into this thing, just overall perception on how you think NASCAR put together Daytona 500 and Speed Week and all that good stuff?
The race was I think ruined a little bit, and I used that word lightly by the last 15 laps. It was a fun race, it was a good race, and then we started the demolition derby phase,
which took like an hour.
Yes, exactly, and that's the problem. And it's nothing that NASCAR really can do in that situation when you've got a track covered with oil or fluid or whatever. You got to clean it up. But that being said, you know, when you start crashing all these cars, the bottom line was working. It was unlike that Xfinity race on Saturday. I think we all can agree, absolutely horrible. The truck race, very similar to the end of that Cup race, where it was an absolute demolition derby. Thursday night was really kind of boring, kind of like Saturday's Xfinity race, where everybody was working the top line. But it was an entertaining Daytona 500, and it was an interesting way to send out the quote-unquote official end of the restrictor plate era in NASCAR.
Man, for people that don't quite understand that, things are about to start changing when it comes to these races every Sunday and potentially, you know, some Saturdays. Dumb it down for somebody. Explain it real quick just for what they're about to see over the next, 32 weeks.
Well, so this weekend, you're basically taking what NASCAR's done. The engines are the same, but the taper spacers are different. So NASCAR last year, there was 750 horsepower in a Cup Series engine. This year at Atlanta on Sunday, this weekend, there's going to be 550 horsepower. That's 200 horsepower less power than they had last year, and then they have a bunch of aerodynamic downforce added to the car in the form of splitter enhancements and a much larger spoiler on the back. Long story short, top end speed is going to be down. Corner speed is going to potentially be the same or maybe even a little bit up based on the amount of grip that drivers have in the corners. So what that is going to end up being is you're going to have more constant lap speeds in terms of the overall lap, where guys aren't going to have to slow down in the corners as much as they have previously. So I don't know if that's really going to be flat out for very long in Atlanta because of how old the pavement is, but at a track like Las Vegas, they're also adding aero ducts to create this giant wake behind cars to increase the drafting. I think you're going to see guys that are flat out just without even having to get on the brake unless a car in front of them moves for, 20 to 30 laps. And this is NASCAR's big gamble here. I'm not a fan of it. I'll be completely honest. I'm trying to keep an open mind about it and say, I want to see it happen. But at the same time, if I had my druthers, I would much rather see them just cut all the downforce they can off these cars and add power to make them slow down considerably in the corners.
There was some talk last week. A couple more questions about NASCAR. But there was talk last week. A lot of people were asking the question of drivers what they thought about potential new tracks. And one track that keeps getting brought up right down the road from us, about 170 miles or so, it's at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And they look to have approved a couple things to try to get this thing rolling if they can. What's a realistic opportunity in your mind that NASCAR can make a switch and get some kind of race there, a truck race, Xfinity potentially? I won't hold my breath on it that quick. I know they have a lot of improvements to do to that area after being there for so long. But what are the opinions of drivers? Do we need different tracks? Do they need to change things up a little bit?
Absolutely. I think, but you're looking probably no sooner than obviously 2020, maybe even 2021 before a truck race or an Xfinity race happens. And then that's going to be part of, I think, a larger schedule overhaul that goes forward. And I don't know how large it's going to be, whether it's five tracks, six tracks, because I think a big key to any schedule overhaul here with what NASCAR is doing is the fact that NASCAR is taking International Speedway Corporation, which owns Daytona, Talladega, Kansas, now I'm, of course, drawing a mind blank. Michigan, a bunch of ISC tracks. NASCAR is going to buy ISC, which was a publicly owned spinoff of a NASCAR chaired by Lisa Frantz Kennedy, now going to be a private track. What that means, in short, is that instead of having to answer shareholders, ISC would then just be answering to NASCAR. It's going to make it a lot easier from the accounting side of things to say, hey, you have two races, let's take away one and move this race somewhere else, do some schedule redoing. So I think that's the first step in what could be many. I just don't know how many is at this point. If it's going to be a giant restructuring, or if it's just simply going to be simple, small tweaks that go, one then the other and just kind of steamroll as the years to come. But I think it seems like there's a lot of options on the table. And one of the big options right now, at least the interim in 2020, is rearranging races, maybe not taking off any on the Cup side, but rearranging the way the races are and potentially either shortening the schedule in terms of calendar days or even moving it up forward towards earlier in 2020 and then ending it earlier in 2020. Because I think, there's a lot of preliminary discussions. Nothing's even close to being even seriously looked at, I think, as an alternative. But I think it's safe to say that one of the big things NASCAR is looking at going forward is trying to get out of having the final 10 races of the season compete directly with the NFL. I think the series would be well served to try to end, even if it's earlier in November, October. If you can push that up, maybe let's just say 6 weeks. That's six fewer weeks you're going up against the NFL.
Hey, last NASCAR question. How much impact... Or actually, how much influence does Fox and NBC Sports have on what NASCAR does every week at every track? How much are they trying to tell people, hey, look, don't do this to help out type deal, maybe help the ratings out? I mean, really, when we dive into this thing, how much influence do they have over the sport?
I don't want to overstate the influence that Fox and NBC have, but I also don't want to understate it. It's there. It's significant. It's there because what it is you ultimately have to look at this and you consider how much the billions upon billions of dollars that Fox and NBC are paying to NASCAR to televise the series, and the fact that we once again, it stinks. I take no pride in saying, you know, there was a circle the wagons feeling in the hours after the 500 when it was the overnight ratings were 8% up. Well, just come to find out, final ratings came out yesterday. They're actually down 130,000 viewers from last year, which was an Olympic year. So you're going to have casual fans watching the Olympics instead of the Daytona 500. Ends up being the lowest rated Daytona 500 on record, which dates back to 1979. So in that is essentially saying, Fox and NBC saying, hey, look, we signed this contract hoping for bigger things, and all we're getting now is downturns. We want to shake things up. Can we, you know, if there's going to be a push for midweek races, it's going to be TV wants it, and TV has the spot on the summer calendar to say, hey, look, the Wednesday night we'd be running rerun programmings here. Let's put a NASCAR race on right now. You know, where Fox says, hey, we want to move this race to a different window because we don't have programming here. Let's do it. That's exactly why you see all these races on FS1 and NBCSN. There's a lot of traditional NASCAR fans that absolutely hate having those races on cable. That being said, Fox and NBC have invested so much money in their cable platforms right now, they want to drive viewers to them, and putting a NASCAR race on FS1 or NBCSN, unless it's football season, is guaranteed to have far better ratings than anything else they can put on that channel.
Okay, switching the subject just for a minute, there's an article that just came out from the Orlando Sentinel about the AAF, and this article states, beginning next week, the Orlando Apollos will be housed in a Jacksonville hotel, then take a bus 30 minutes over the state line into Kingsland, Georgia for practice. Pretty much what it is they're having a practice in Georgia due to a complicated Florida insurance law states that they aren't going to be covered under any kind of lead in workman's compensation. Why don't they think of this stuff before the season starts? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I know this is a new league, and I understand that it's them trying to figure things out kind of on the fly as well. They got an influx of money yesterday, and a lot of people wanted to tie that into payroll issues. I don't know if I quite buy that yet, but now you've got an Orlando team that's going to have to stay in Jacksonville and bus over the Georgia line just to strap up the pads. It's been an interesting week for this league, Nick.
And can you imagine why Colin Kaepernick wouldn't want to take an offer from the AAF seriously at all?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, this shows just exactly where why it's so hard to start a sports league. And the AAF we all thought was going to be in a very good spot because it had the CBS and CBSSN
right.
TV deal, and yet here they are. They're not liquid enough because they got the investment, which put the Carolina Hurricanes owner as the chairman of the league, and he gives them $250 million. We'll see how far $250 million gets you. But I saw a very interesting point on Twitter in that at the time of the ESPN XFL 30 for 30, Charlie Ebersole and Vince McMahon had a business relationship.
Yep.
Now Charlie Ebersole is out here running the AAF, and then the XFL, at least at the moment, even though it hasn't played a game and it's not going to play a game for a while, looks a little bit more credible because it has the capital and the cash that the WWE has, and it's got Oliver Luck running the show, who, by all accounts, you can talk to anybody and everybody has a lot of respect for Oliver Luck.
And you got Bob Stoops as the head coach already.
And you've got Bob Stoops, which, no offense to Mike Martz, Rick Neuheisel,
Steve Spurrier.
And I think Bob Stoops moves the needle just a little bit more than they do.
Yeah, I would. I agree because you run. Look, let me tell you something. If you're putting Steve Spurrier out on the field right now, he's not really coaching these players. It's more or less for the league and to put a name on the sideline that people know, and he can go out there and call a couple plays off his spreadsheet and act like he's some head coach. Look, I'm sure Spurrier's not losing any sleep over how his AAF football team is doing.
Right, Spurrier's doing this because he can still play some golf, and it's not a full-time commitment that coaching in the NFL or college football would be at this point, because, you know, he was clearly sick of the grind when he left South Carolina. What was it now? 4 years ago? Time flies. But, you know, this is a side gig for a football coach. It's a full-time job to a lot of other people, but this is a side gig. So, you know, the predictability was a big overreaction, I think, by a lot of people by saying the AAF had better ratings than Rockets Thunder, and I understand that,
yeah.
That, you know, it's But it's still, it's Houston's a big market, but I don't think the Rockets and James Harden have the appeal that LeBron James do. So, you know, it's two guys, two teams from the middle of the country playing an NBA game, or, hey, it's football, let's see what the heck happens in week one here. Same thing happened in the XFL. We saw the ratings spike right at the beginning, and then it tails off. Come back to me in week 10 with the AAF's ratings on, and then we can, you know, talk about the viability of the league if the players are... of what they change, I don't know what they do change or how they change it, because you're simply going to be able to find guys who got a great lawyer like Tom Mars. You can figure out a way to say, hey, look, we fit this criteria. We need to be immediately eligible.
Nick Bromberg, always fantastic stuff, buddy. Tell everybody where they can follow you and any kind of work you got upcoming.
At sports.yahoo.com, at Nick Bromberg on Twitter. We are having a fun little series starting this week. This was, I'm writing it actually right now. I got to get back to it. I'll ask you guys real quick, off the top of your head, who's the greatest race car driver of all time? And it's not just NASCAR.
Oh, Andretti. Mario.
I'd go Bobby Labonte. Go off the cuff.
Oh, come on. You got to be better than that.
No.
Somebody that doesn't know racing.
I would
racing.
Say Richard Petty. He's the king. It's kind of like LeBron, Michael Jordan.
Does Vin Diesel count?
Vin Diesel does not count. He's in the, also considered category. I'll just say this.
Okay.
One of you two have picked the guy that I picked.
Okay, good. Well, I know I won then. That's fantastic. Oh, man, Nick, I can't wait to see this stuff, buddy. I'll be looking for it on Twitter and all over the websites, man. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a fantastic week, and good luck plowing that snow, brother.
You know what? If it just rains on Saturday, I'll be a very happy person.
My man. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, bud. Nick Bromberg, Yahoo Sports. Fantastic interview, as usual.
I think Bobby Labonte is very underrated.
Yeah, I don't think he's the pick. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk more, get some news of the day, some stuff that's going on out there. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville.
New year and time for a fresh start. I'm talking about a new ride from Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike. It's Jamie, and we're committed to making sure you have the right car for your budget. So this year, we're filing your taxes for you for free, and you can use some or all of your tax return and drive home in a nicer, newer vehicle today. That's right, you choose. Use some of your tax return or all of it, and we're making it so easy to get you a new ride for the new year. Just bring in your last paycheck stub or your W-2 to Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, and we'll file your taxes for free. You choose the amount you want to use, then you drive home today with that new vehicle you've been dreaming of. New year, fresh start, and we're giving you the opportunity regardless of your credit history. At Alban Franklin Motors, we finance your future and give you an advance on your tax return. Just bring your latest paycheck stub or your W-2 to Alban Franklin Motors, and we'll file your taxes for free. And you drive home today in a brand new car. Alban Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, just across from Chop House, 693-9315. AlbanFranklinMotors.com. What are you waiting on? Get here now for the best selection.
Knoxville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at forhims.com/happy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to forhims.com/happy. That's forhims.com/.
As a member of the Homes for Heroes program, 1111, or go online to bobbysanford.com.
It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville.
I popped a button on my shorts. All hell's breaking loose.
Rolling into Tay Tay. That's my little brother's nickname. Tay Tay's cool, man. Puts on a fun show.
I would 100% date her. given the opportunity. You would,
I'm not going there.
Well,
what I mean,
hell is breaking loose to Fox Sports Knoxville Studios.
Why? Because me and John were out there singing a perfect rendition of Shallow.
Y'all are out here breaking windows and singing. We got the parking lot flooded. A button popped on my pants as I'm trying to move my car for Brandon.
Like the button?
Like the button popped on my pants.
Oh, wow.
As I'm getting in my car to move it so Brandon can park closer to the studio so that I can come back in from the break soaking wet.
La, la, Lady Gaga doing? And Jackson Maine. Sorry.
All hell's breaking loose. I walked through two rivers on the way over here. My feet are soaked because I'm
got
wearing sandals.
Got a fishing pole out of the trunk. Let's go to the phone lines. Who we got?
Westchester.
Westchester, what's up, buddy? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Trey. Hey, I hate that I missed your second with Bubba. Just promise me it won't be the last one of the season.
Absolutely not, man. We'll hopefully have him on at least once a month. I know he's busy out there, but we'll post that interview here in just a minute on SoundCloud whenever Brandon gets around to it.
Can't wait to hear it. I got a kind of logistics NASCAR question for you. How would you run an Xfinity race in Nashville without a cup race?
So you know how they do this at least two or three times a year. So NASCAR will be at one track. I remember it last year. NASCAR was in Dover, and Xfinity Series was at the Iowa Speedway. They don't run the big cup at Iowa. They only run Xfinity at the Iowa Speedway, if I'm not mistaken. I remember that because I went out there, and they were just running trucks in the Xfinity Series.
You'd have to take a date away from somebody to do it, basically, wouldn't you?
Pretty much, because sometimes you see only trucks in Xfinity running at a track and not Cup. It doesn't happen a lot. But it does happen. Like truck goes to Texas later in the year compared to when Xfinity. Monster goes.
Well, I'll tell you the way I would do it, and I'm no expert, but my first vote is get rid of the. I know logistically this is really difficult. I understand that, and it's not necessarily easy. But I would crap can the Spring Bristol Xfinity and run the Nashville one that weekend.
I actually agree with that. I mean, I get
no one's going to the Spring Bristol race anyway because the weather's so unpredictable.
Right.
People go to Nashville, so, you know, I'm pretty sure it's the same ownership group anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I can actually see that, them running. Look, I think Nashville's going to have a race by 2021, like Nick Bromberg just talked about. They've got some things they have to upgrade around there. Probably add in some more stands. Got to fix the bathrooms. Got to fix the infield a little bit. Nothing that couldn't be done in 6 months.
Right.
But I do think also, after talking with some folks as well, that they're going to find an off race that they're not getting much out of. And you'll see it. Like, they don't look. Honestly, they don't care. They care. Look, the local people care how many people are in the stands. But Fox and NBC, they could really care less. They're showing the stands maybe four or five times during the race. They don't like the image, but they're still getting the money.
If you tell Bruton Smith he can make more money running his Friday race in Nashville, he's going to do it. Let's be honest.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you that. And also, you're going to put 20,000 people in the stands at Nashville for at least the first 10 years because it's new.
Right. And that's the only way I see it making sense logistically, because I think it's, you know, even if you wanted to go to both races, you could still make that happen. If you can make it to Bristol on Saturday, you can make it to Nashville on Friday and make that work out. But that's all I got.
Hell, you could even run a Friday Xfinity race. I mean, to be honest with you, figure out a way around that. So
that's true. Yeah, that's true.
They could switch some things up, man. Westchester, thanks for joining us, brother.
Thanks, bud.
All right, man. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The Nashville talk regarding NASCAR really starting to pick up. And speaking of Nashville, tonight they're hosting the MLS event. They're going to unveil the logo tonight. I know a lot of people don't get excited about that.
The MLS logo for the Nashville?
Yeah.
Nashville Sound?
No, Nashville SC.
Who's the Sound?
The baseball team.
Ah, there's a baseball team.
They're going to have Judah and the Lion in there.
Oh, I love Judah and the Lion.
I do, too. Oh, we've just become best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Love Judah and the Lion.
I actually knew their drummer as well.
Well, this is getting a little bit absurd.
I'm For a while, I was very deep in the Knoxville music scene.
Really?
No, I know those two guys.
Okay, good.
I knew the drummer. I knew the drummer. The drummer played drums in the youth group band at my church growing up.
How does that always happen? How do they go from church to?
I mean, folk dude, rock? I'm not gonna.
Because they're a Christian band.
Yeah,
they went to Belmont, which is a Christian school.
Yeah.
So yeah,
all of them.
Judah and the Lion.
All of them. Well, not the new drummer now. I don't think
the Weeks.
But they all went to Belmont. That's kind of where they met and like got together.
So they're from Nashville.
Yeah, two.
They're based out of Nashville.
Two
That's
or
what I mean
three of them, like the three main guys, the banjo, guitarist, and singer Judah, I think are all from Nashville. And then Spencer, who was the drummer up until about 2 years ago, was from Knoxville, and that's who I knew. And then they had the bassist. I don't know where he's from. Maybe Nashville as well. But, yeah, they all met at Belmont and got to know each other. And, yeah, but used to love having them come to Knoxville. I got to meet them a couple times. They shot a music video over there across from, like, the Mill and Mind. You know where that, that old train station is?
Yeah,
in the old in the old city? Yeah, they shot a music video there one time. And I got to go, and I brought one of my friends along. We were part of it. It was a lot of fun. Great band. Loved you in the Line.
I do, too. I just didn't know they were Nashville. I thought they were, like, from, I don't know. I just didn't think they were Nashville.
We got a lot of talent here in Tennessee. Talked about it earlier. Drew Holcomb.
Yeah.
Dirty Governess. Put some respect on the Dirty Governess.
Is this wife from Knoxville, too?
Who, Judah?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay, cool. That's interesting, actually.
Tennessee band. Doing Tennessee things.
Who? Oh, my God. Knoxville got anybody else bigger than that?
I mean, technically, I guess Kenny Chesney's from East Tennessee.
Oh, God. Nobody cares about Kenny Chesney anymore.
I used to like Kenny.
Until he got calf implants.
He got calf implants?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm no longer going to listen to any Kenny. I used to like, I know it's you know, probably a sin to say, I liked Kenny up until now. I listened to his music. I thought it was pretty good, pretty underrated. I thought he got a lot of bad rep for trying to...
If someone paid for your calf implants, would you get them?
I don't know. I've already got pretty big calves, I feel like. I don't know. I'm a thick dude.
What was
thick
that?
With
what
two
was,
C's.
What was that episode? Who needed calf implants? Oh, Entourage. Where Johnny Drama needed calf implants. Do y'all not watch Entourage?
I wish I had a crickets thing right now.
Y'all don't watch Entourage? Y'all didn't watch it back in the day?
Never seen it.
When was the last season? Like 2007?
Okay, well, a long time before you guys were born, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I don't know if it's before you're born.
You never watched Entourage?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
God,
I know the guy that played Rudy was in it.
But, no, you like
Sean
us.
Sean Astin was not in Entourage.
You love having
was the
young
guy
guns
that played
like
Rudy not in that?
I'm no, pretty sure he was. Sean Astin was not in Entourage.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Where proves how much I know about it.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, isn't a guy that looks similar to him? Maybe the guy that played Sam on Lord of the Rings. One of the
guy from Lord of the
guys.
Rings is from Rudy.
Isn't there a guy in Entourage that's like that guy?
Not Turtle. No. Dumber every minute. Do we have any news?
It's like
of the day
Mark.
Today?
It's Mark Sanchez and Sam from Lord of the Rings hanging out.
No,
doing things in L.A.
No, I feel like an idiot right now. Do we have any news of the day?
We do.
Okay. Would you like to do this now, or you want to catch a break and then come back?
It's up to you. But I mean, we're due for a break.
Okay, so let's go ahead and catch a break. When we come back, we're going to do one of the most favorite things I like about this show: news of the day with Brandon. So we'll catch it. Be back on the other side, and we'll spread it.
We go to break.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
It's Optional Fox Sports Knoxville. Feeling it out today as we roll along here. Time for that news of the day segment that Brandon so likes. After Marky Mark goes off,
love
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Love news of the day.
All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of day where Brandon gives us his best news of the day. See if he can stump us in any kind whatsoever. It is news of the day.
Life moves pretty fast.
I'm still confused. Am I trying? Is this like trivia? Am I trying to stump you?
You could miss it.
Or just report
just
the news.
News that I haven't heard.
Wait, was it used to? Did it used to be a trivia game?
I don't know.
News that I have not heard.
To stump someone.
Can we make it a trivia game?
Usually I'm up on my news that I know everything.
Can we make it a game?
Moving on.
Can.
What is today? Today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Nice.
It is also National Muffin Day.
You should love your pet every day.
Agreed. Talking to you, Michael Vick. Moving on.
He did his time.
The remote Indian tribe, the Sentinelese, who killed the American missionary, are unlikely to face punishment, the State Department says. Do you guys remember that story from a couple months ago?
I don't.
Why don't I
don't think I ever heard the story.
The reclusive tribe who killed an American missionary who ventured onto their remote island. It's a tribe that hasn't been discovered or hasn't been contacted by outside like people for like 30,000 years.
Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah. And this guy tried to go spread the word of Jesus, and they killed him with spears and arrows. Yeah.
How are they so isolated for so long? What's the name of this tribe? I'm going to look
it up. The Sentinelese in the Indian Ocean. Also, a nail salon defends its risque name, claiming that customers like it.
What's the name?
This nail salon in Ohio is called Handjobs Nail Salon and Spa.
Oh, my God.
The quote. I love the quote. Lady said, if you think about it, that's what we do.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. Okay, next.
All right, moving on. Wisconsin high school cheerleaders received awards for biggest breast and biggest butt at banquet and are now facing a lawsuit from the ACLU.
Oh, no. Oh,
this is off the rails.
A Wisconsin high school has reportedly come under fire for a cheerleading awards ceremony last year that saw some of the teens win accolades such as the, quote, Big Booby and Big Booty Awards. Appalled parents contacted the ACLU on Tuesday. The group sent a warning to the Kenosha Unified School District that it might file a lawsuit.
It's an honor to win.
And how about that?
It's terrible to lose.
How's this just now coming out? It's been a year.
Also,
all right, keep going.
A 19-year-old bride defends her marriage to a 62-year-old husband.
Oh,
well,
no.
Who doesn't? Everybody needs a sugar daddy.
Hopeless romantics would likely agree that loves know no age, but a married couple with a 43-year-old age difference say they are simply exhausted by the criticism, and they are looking to have a child.
There could be a parent in the middle of these two.
Right. Exactly. Let them live their life happy.
Literally 43-year age difference.
Quote, we have had enough of a hard time with family and friends not accepting our relationship.
Holy
God. That when strangers do it too, it just becomes too much.
Can you imagine how pissed off the kid's going to be when he's like 16 and his dad is 79 years old?
His dad will be dead. What do you mean?
My dad didn't leave me. He just... She's dying of old age.
I have
My mom is the hot 30-year-old, and my dad is the dead guy.
I have dated, this is her quote, I have dated men who have been closer to my age before, but they've been very immature and haven't known how to treat their partner.
Next article needs to be how much money this guy's worth.
She's talking about 16-year-olds.
Oh, man.
She's like, I didn't like the fact that they had to ask their dad if they could go out on the car.
Keeping with the theme, this day in history, 1985, Ireland officially allowed the sale of contraceptives.
Where are her parents at?
That's true.
And she's a 15-year-old that's trying to marry a
19.
Oh, 19.
19-year-old. So it is legal. It's just frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. It is.
Any analogy you want to make to that?
No, not at all. Keep going.
What?
All right. This day, 1939, Americans hold a Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden.
I saw an article about this last night because I was watching a documentary on Netflix. Yep.
Wait, ridiculous. What? We held a Nazi rally?
Damn.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden. Yep. I was watching some documentary called the...
Yet somehow people think people from the South are racist when they're holding Nazi rallies in New York.
Right. Anyhow. Keep going.
That's just strange, especially at 1939. We're about to enter the war right then.
Bingo. Anyway, 1962, an American orbits Earth from Cape Canaveral, Florida. John Herschel Glenn Jr.
pretty
successfully
wild.
Launched into space aboard the Friendship 7 spacecraft.
Beat that, everybody else. They have.
I feel like I didn't rush into it first.
Yeah, they did.
Also, this day, 1942, pilot O'Hare became the first American World War II flying ace.
If you could tell me what airport that's named after.
Chicago.
Dang it. Also, let me tell you what you're going to win. Okay, keep going.
You've never paid out on any of these things.
Yes, I have. Supposed keep going.
He paid me that. He paid me that bet we made about the Georgia-Kentucky game.
Yeah, keep going.
Too late. 2 weeks late.
Come on, finish
Seems
up.
Seems about right. Also, this day, 1997, Kramer, Cosmo Kramer on Seinfeld, adopts a highway. An episode on the hit TV sitcom titled The Pothole airs for the first time on this day, 1997.
I've seen Seinfeld, yes.
Okay, good. All right. Great show today. Thanks to Bubba Wallace for joining us. Thank to Nick Bromberg joining us. And those interviews are up. Appreciate Ben Lee stepping in today, day number two. Always appreciate my fantastic producer and co-host, Brandon Johns, for bringing it every single day.
Much appreciated.
Over there behind the board and everything that he does. I love Brandon Johns. The Drive is coming up next. Rick, Bear, Russell, whoever else hell is going
to
be here
all
today.
The respect to
everybody be safe out there driving. Much it's respect. Optional. Fox Sports Knoxville.